the whole Indian of you work very hard, right? So before Pesach, you work very hard. The Ikar working very hard is a lot of asiya, right? There's a lot of asiya, a lot of doing. There's very little moichim, right? During Zman, Zetz Tachavek, you learn. And then here you're going to the stores, you know, part of the Yisuri HaNefesh of involving men in Pesach is that Kilo you're involving men in the woman's job. You know, like it's you feel, what's someone doing here, waiting in line half an hour, and then buying here and buying this and buying ovens and looking for this. It's tach vaybisha zachen, and here I'm involved in all this. So that's a bechin of yisur nefesh, because it's a bechin of asiya without moichin. Bechin of asiya without moichin. And nukva nakeva is the bechin of malchus. It's bechin of asiya bepoil. So asiya bepoil beetzem, but normally is shaykh to the women. Mitaka says that the Medrash says that one of them what made it so hard in Mitzrayim is that they switched men's jobs for women's jobs, right? They gave the men's woman, that was the Moridiki Yisuri HaNefesh. So here, Erev Pesach, we're misaking it by going Behislavus and doing the woman's job, and going Behislavus and buying and going to stores and cleaning, housework, all these. A yid becomes the zocher, becomes the keres habayis. That's a tikkun. Remember, it's a big sod because we know that till Leil Pesach, the taka didn't have moichin. They were working without moichin. Right? The moichin come down Leil Pesach. So Klal Yisrael, all the vayavidu. Avidu is avoida. Avoida is avoida. Avoida is perach. In other words, it's avoida. Avoida is his meisim. His meisim. Moichin didn't have moichin yet. The das was in Golus, and the das is what carries the moichin down to the midas, to the bepoil. So there was no moichin coming down into the bepoil. So that's the tkufa of feeling keilu with it, of keilu bechino v'stalkas amoichin. And that's the avoida. Those are making Pesach. Is that the avoida? Avoida is that there's a stalkas amoichin, so that ahlel Pesach, we can feel the moedik amoichin coming down. That's the emesis. That's the holy sod. The holy sod revolves around, you know. If you finish your Pesach on time, it's a shame you come over. We should do some shtickle kavanos together. But I'm saying the whole avoida is in Pesach is avoida of malchus, right? It's the avoida of aliyas of malchus, and it's the malchus going up into the bechina of moichin. Matzah is yisoid abba, which is chochma, and the koises are yisoid imo, which is bina moichin. Kesa is more, you get to Shavuos. So it's an ongoing thing until Shavuos you reach the Kesa. But Be'etzem, the whole Avoida of Leil Pesach is the Tshuka for the Malchus, for the Bechinas Nukva, for the Malchus, the Tshuka of the Malchus, which Ke'ilu, Lesla Megarmi Klum, it doesn't have Moich, the Tshuka for it to get its Moich. And that's the sod of HaBen Shoyel Manishtana. We know the Ben, whatever, there's Arba. There's four miluyim of Yud Kei Vav Kei Apsag Ma Ben, and Ben is the Bechinas Malchus. It's the Yud Kei Vav Kei, where the milli of Yud, the milli sorry of Hay is Hay, and the milli of the other Hay, the millis are Hays. So then it's Gematria Ben, Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that milli is Gematria 52. That's the Bechinas of Malchus. It's the lowest. It's Oylem Asiya. It's Apsag Ma Ben. It's Kenegad Arba Oylemis. And Ben, 52, that's the bechina of the Oel Masiyah. Oel Masiyah, a child, a Ben, a child. So a child, he just knows how to do. He knows how to do. You can tell him to do things. His moichin are very, very... there's a whole Yisod. There's a bechina of Ben, which is Malchus. There's a bechina of Ben versus Bas, where the Ben is Zeirampin and Bas is Malchus, whatever. But it's not the moichin, al kolpanim. Av is moichin. Av is Chochma, we know. Besides that, in Chassidus is brought down, Pnimis HaTorah, that the Aleph of Av is Kesa, because Aleph is Pele. Pele is the Hanhoga, that is the Pele. That's the Hanhoga that's beyond the Kilo, higher than Avonah. That's Kesa, it's the highest of the Moichim. And in the base of the Av is Keneged Chochma Bina, the two other Moichim. So Av is Kesa Chochma Bina. Av is all the Moichim. So Kan HaBen Shoyel, it says in Haggadah. So the Ben, the whole Indian of the Ben is the Chuka of the asiya, of all the hachonas, of buying the ovens, and buying the whatever, all the peulas haguf that you put into the hachona of Erev Pesach. Now we have a Moridik Tshuka, now Ben Shoyel, Bechin of Shoyel and Mavakish, Now we're asking from the father, Tata Leben, Tata Leben, Tata Leben. The four kashas fragrance, you do it, the four kashas of Kenega is not going to know, the Kenega the Yud Kevavke, Kenega the Arab Oilams, Kenega all the Bechina of fours. And the whole Indian of the Haben Shoyel is the Indian of the Chukah for the Meisim to get the Moichin, and then we gather to Labincha, he gathered to the Lashon of Meshicha, it's Moichin Gegidin, it's the Lashon of Meshicha, and we gather to Labincha is where the Moichin come down to the Bechina of Ben. So Shlomo has this Mardik Yisod that shows that the Kedusha of every word of Seidenacht in the Haggadah of Pesach, where it says in before, it's also Manishtana, it says Kilu Khan Haben Shoyl. Stop it, I'm Shinova Shtifa Godad, my God, Daniel. What's good? I'm seeing it, it's got the Khan Haben Shoyl, Manishtana. So the first line is so, but we just explained Ben is the Shem Ben, right? And the Av is the Moich. Khan, says the Tversh Lam, just to show you they're not, besides the Seder, even these words over here, Khan is Gematria 50, 71, plus the Koil is 72. 72 is the Shem Ab. Ab is 72. And that's Kenegad Oil Matzilis. It's from the Ab for Miluim of Ab Sagma Ben. Ab is the highest, that's Kenegad Atzilis. And Ben is the Malchus, the lowest. And Khan, Haben Shoil. Khan, meaning, now is the time for the Hamshacha. Matzilus to come down to Asiya. So that's why Dafka has to be a Lashon of Shaila Tshuva, because Shaila is when you don't have Moichin. You don't have Moichin, so you're asking. You want Moichin, you're asking. The Ben, we're all Bechinas Ben, and we're all asking from the Rabbein Shalayim, and we're all asking Moichin from the Rabbein Shalayim. And then all the Moichin come down. All the Moichin come down. That's the Bechin between Eved and a Ben. Eved doesn't have Moichin. Right, that's the thing of Eved. So Mele, therefore, that's why the Schilim Gnus is from Avodah Meino. We attack that Bechina where we just do and do and do, Metit. But our Tshuka is that we should become a Bechina's Ben. Our Tshuka is that we should become a Bechina of the Ben, the Shem Ben, the Mele of Ben, which Ben is the whole Musig, or Ben is the Tshuka. His Tshuka is the Slavus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Moichin comes down, Matzah comes down, the Moichin of Chochma, and the Yain comes down, the Moichin of Bina. Das is Bechlal, we learn tomorrow Naim. Tzitzis Mitzrayim is the Das came out of Golas, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Bechina of Das. And the Moichin and the Moichin come down to the Maisa, who is the Bechina of Dibur. Because Akima Svasov, I'm a Maisa. In other words, the speaking is the first development of the Moichin coming down in Apoel. Because what do you speak? A baby can't speak because there's mamish no moy, there's no das there bechlal. And then as he develops, he gets to speak. So the first gilui that there's a in famous Gemara and Brachos, Ein tinok yodea likre abba ve'imo ad sheyitim tan dogon. The bechina of Leil Pesach is where we can start speaking. In other words, where the moichin is starting to come down. And the first gilui, the moichin coming down at a maisa, the first connection is chabrus of moichin to maisa is dibur. Mefid shita lakim esfasa v'ave maisa. So maybe therefore that's why a little Pesach is a moichin called amar belasapa. The moichin amamish, the moichin are coming down. Amar belasapa is a meshuvach. So that's mamish an erev of kulei moichin. So that's what we're doing now. The achana is the achana of a lot of maisa. And then the Moichin come down, that's the beginning of Ben to Av. That's the whole Tshuka, the old Tshuka of the Ben to the Av, and the Av answering back, the Tshuka of the Meisim, or Mischashik to the Moyach. And then the Moichin, then they get to Hamshocha from the Moichin down. And that's the whole Seder Pesach. The first person has to be that level, that's the beginning of Vayikra and Moshe, Vayikra. The Kedushas Levi says that Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parashat Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Moedek Tshuka, Moshe Omar Aleh Hashem, right? Moshe Olah Hora, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Moedek Tshuka to go up, and a Moedek Tshuka to go up. And that's the Hachana of Emes's Sfarim ask, and I think I've seen it from. I don't know if it's my Kasha, or I thought about it, or it could be I'm sure I saw it somewhere. Vayikra Moshe, why did it say? Why does it start to Moshe Rabbeinu? It was Torah's Kohenim. Ikra's Torah's Kohenim. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. Should have said Ikra la'Aaron. This is Aaron's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you already had yours. You had Shmoyis, you had Makkas, Seres Adibrus. Moshe Rabbeinu, you had your portion. What's up, Ikra and Moshe? It's Hagdoma to Torah's Kohenim. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Omer Alei Alei Ahora. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moedik Echin of Chuka. So it says, "Vayikra, Vaydabel." Where does Hashem speak? Ma'ol Moed Leimoy, Mibein Shnei Akruvim. Right? He spoke to him. Mibein Shnei Akruvim. So Zakdoma to Karbonos. So Zakdoma, where Hashem spoke to him, he spoke to Moshe. The Akruvim is the Shtokakas between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yidua. That's the Akruvim, right? The Shtokakas between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that Shtokakas is like the Shtokakas of a child who wants Moich. For the Akruvim, were Ravia, were faces of a baby. They want Moich. The Moed Kachuka. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Moed Kachuka for Hareni No. They asked the Wenchleim, Hoidieni No, Derechecha, Hoidieni No. He wants to know everything. Kilo, he has a Moed Kachuka for Das, a Moed Kachuka for Moich, Moed Kachuka. And that comes from the Ava that he feels. And that's the Hakdama to the Beis Hamikdash. The Hakdama to the Beis Hamikdash is that a person has to feel the Moed Kachuka. And that's why the Rashi says it's like the by Bilam says by Yokor Tuma, here it says by Yikra is a Lashon Chibo. It's the Geshmak, the Chibo of a child to a father, the Chibo, the love of a child to a father. That's how you start the Beis. That's the Hakdama to avoid the Beis Hamikdash. Aaron HaKohen corresponds to Zidua Nahor Aleph Tainuk in Avodas Hashem. He lit the menorah every time he lit the menorah. But he asked Aaron Leishino every time he walked up Dvekas Islavas. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't that Bechina. Moshe Rabbeinu was always the Bechina of Chukah of Chukah. So it's Taka starts off with the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Aaron HaKohen is the Bechina where the Chukah where it comes down, and he really feels Tainuk in his Avodas Hashem. You get certain tzaddikim who are always the darg of chukah. You get certain tzaddikim who are bechinas tainug. You know, they're happy where they are. They're living in the world of tainug aleki. Chas achilik between Moshe and Aaron. So the sod of Ayikra is the sod of Hakdome is. The Hakdome is the chukah. Taka, these weeks we have to build up the chukah to get the moichim, to get the feel the atzmis, the kekeshe between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a ben to Ahav. And a ben has a moedik a chukah to an Ahav. A ben really has a deeper chukka to an av than he has to his mother. Why? It's well done, Chassidus Chabad, that somebody gazach that the atzmius of the child ben comes from the father. Development of the child, the chitzoinis take a development, it comes from the mother. Like the tipo comes from the av, and the evorim are developed in the mother. So chitzoinis take, he has a chukka to the mother. Atzmius take, he has a chukka to her father. That's why the chukka to the father can be very dangerous. So you know the way you can go out with the schoolers. I mean, the Mishnah talks about schoolers by certain things to put around. He shouldn't be mitgagea too much to a father. Ben to a father is the atzmistika connection, atzmistika kesher of a ben to an av. Atzmistika kesher of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's in his gala. That's what our cheshek is for. And that's what's in his gala to us Leil Pesach. It's an atzmistika kesher. It's not a kesher of Eved, Rav. It's an atzmistika kesher. Atzmistika kesher is out of control. Atzmistika kesher. You can't calm it down. It's atzmis. You can't tell me not to. It's atzmis. It's atzmis. You can't tell a father not to love a son. It's atzmis. And that atzmistika kesher, it's a moedik tifa kesher, and that's the kesher that we're mistaking for Leil Pesach. And therefore, that's why it says, "Vayetzeinu Hashem lakeinu loyal demalach, loyal leisorav, loyal leishliach." There the Rebbein Shalom shows Kavi Yochel that his Atzmi is like a chukah for Klal Yisrael. In other words, you have to understand one thing. A Rav to a Talmud, right? So a Rav has to be very mitzantzim himself to go down to the level of a Talmud. So he's wasting, Kilu, he's wasting his time. Kilu, how does he have the koyach to be so patient? I've prayed there 400 times. How do you have the koyach to be so patient? It's yitochen that the skua of a rav to go, be able to go so down to his Talmud, that's because of the dar, that's because of the chazal, the kolam alamed is ben chaveir a Torah, ma'ala olav akosuf, kilu yoldoi. A father and a son, that's an atzmistika keshen. Right? Like it says in Sfarim that a father can see a son turning the house upside down. I don't know if it's right, but you can see a son, you know, like a father loves to sit and just see his son making toys and playing with Lego, and he thinks mamish his son is the ilui, the zehakot and god of year. He has a mardika tainig from seeing his son and doing kapnis tigazach. So what are you wasting your time for? Chotaret says, hatsmis take a kasher. Can you understand? Somebody's got big moyach, can enjoy his son, you know, your son comes back and he tells you, ah, you can translate Bereshit Bara, Kimus Hashemayim V'Saaretz. You're not fopping when you have a tainik from it. It's a tainik amiti from it. What's the shame to say? But the teretz is the atzmi is the kekesha between an av and a ben. So that atzmi is the kekesha is moiled moidik tainug even in a matzav of kafas. It's a very tifi yisod. So the rav has to be mashpia to his talmid. So the rav is a shomer kechatira. The rav is talmid yechachomim. So rav is a hoy chazach. So what's that sepsim at tzamtzim to his talmid? Malamed keil yolde evet akin. Torah can give the Rav the same atzmis tikkakesha to the Talmud as a father has to a son, and that's how kinsach haruplas, and that's how you can go down hamashpia to the Talmud. That's the sort of malal makosa kila yolda. What's up, malal kila yolda? What's a skula? What is it exactly? You have to give him a nod. What is it? It's that nakuda. Where do we see that nakuda? It's Eino Hashem Lakeinu Mitzrayim. Lo Elei De Malach. Lo Elei De Sorof. Lo Elei Shliach. Rav Shem says, "Ich bin Hoich." You know, Mem Teshar Tumah of some Sayidi Mekayim Mitzvah called Pesach. You know, I need your Korbanos. That's a normal Zach. No, here's Nizgala. The Rav Shem is the Av, and we're the Ben. The Rav Shem is the one that got training from the mitzvahs that were done in the Mem Teshar Tumah. All koyches that Rav has to be mashpia to his Talmud comes from Leili Tzis Mitzrayim, the Bechino Vigadot al Abincha, where the Branshina also came. Branshina was also misaneg to see our mitzvahs and to see us, even in such a low mamish, we were babies. Yecheskel says that the Tzis Mitzrayim is what? Tzis Mitzrayim is the lady of Klal Yisrael, right? Yeches be'er alayif, misvesvesis b'damayich, like a child comes out, all the blood and all the dust, v'oimelach b'damayich hayi, the psukim there, we say, v'atibi, v'atigdili, Branshina is like watching our development there. Like a father is watching his son. Wow, one day he goes ah, another day he goes ah, boo. And the Ben Shalom is mamish misanik from that. That's the, all this gilui is an atzmistik gilui, and an atzmistik gilui of a father to a child. So the father sees himself in the child. Father sees himself in the child. Sees atzmistik kesher. So maybe the atzmistik kesher is even the slightest thing as the marid katayinik. If an odin says, "I want you to build me a palace," and he comes after a thing and he's built one layer of bricks, terrible cast. Why? Because a rabbi couldn't care less about it. He just wants, he's interested in the pa'ul, he's interested in the maisim. He doesn't get tainig from the eved as a mensch. But a father gets tainig from his son. And every development, every little thing, the father gets a moridika tainig. So Rav Shlom got a moridika tainig from us in the Mem Teshari Tumah. It's akwil Hashem. Hazar Geshrai. What's that Geshrai? That's an atzmistike Geshrai. An atzmistike Geshrai. Atzmistike Kesher. That doesn't measure. Okay, the Rav Shlom came down with all the oiras. Shalei legamri bederech diluk. Bederech diluk. Legamri shalei be'erech. Shalei be'erech bechlal. Shalei be'erech bechlal. Came down because that's the atzmistik kesha. So it's a bechino of kiilu. Rav Shlom kaviyachol was saying over here, taki in Mitzrayim, b'ni b'chayir Yisrael. B'ni b'chayir Yisrael. I have tainug for the maisim of Klal Yisrael. You know, your son's mitzvah shem. Ah, tateleim lechul dechfi kashus fregen. You mustn't chasu shalom put it on show that you're shep nachas. Avadi shep nachas. But this is a avil de nachas. You have to show. You have to feel like you just heard the hechste shir and shar kavonis. Hechste shir and shar kavonis. That's the tainuk that the father that Rav Shlom got from us. That the av is the bechina of kaviyachol the Rav Shlom, and the ben is the bechina of Klal Yisrael. Khan Ben Shoyal. The Ben has a chukka. The Ben has a chukka. He wants to know more moichin. And the Ben Shlom is mashpia. The more they godless amoichin. Not more, but Avodah Mayinu. Avodah Mayinu. As the Bechina comes down, as the Bechina of Ben. As the Bechina of Ben, it's a Ben on all levels. Can I get Arba Bonim, Divrei Torah? even the Rosh, even the Tam, even the She'ene De'elishel has a mokum. Because a father to a son, he doesn't even talk to his clever son. A ben is an atzmistik akesha. Atzmistik akesha is even to a She'ene De'elishel. It's a whole lot of a chacham and a rasha. Chacham is a bechina. We know that Abba is chacham, and Abba is chacham. Chacham is Abba, right? Bina is Ima. What's the chacham asking? What's the chacham asking? Ma aidus v'chukim v'shpotim. Right? So what's he asking? What's he asking exactly? He's asking for the atzmistik akesha. That's what he's asking. As aidus, as chukim v'shpotim, he feels that's just a hislabshus. Certain mitzvahs are nislabish into the seichel, mishpotim. Certain mitzvahs, there's less islabshus, chukim. Certain mitzvahs which are in between, it's edus, shabbos. There is a tzibah, there's no tzibah. These are all hislabshus. Chacham wants the etzem zach. Chacham wants the mo is like chachma. Chachma is koyach ma. Ma is the bitl. This is his be'etzem. This is be'etzem. That's what he wants. That's what the chacham is asking. Maybe the Rosh is fakir to that. You know, the Rosh chaps onto the mitzvahs. Rasha says, "Ma avoda zeis lachem." The Rasha looks at Avdus Hashem not as an Av Ben relationship, not as an Atzmistik relationship. He looks at it as Maisim. He didn't pull his Maisim. There's no Chukah. There's no Gon. There's no Atzmistik Kesher. Ma avoda zeis lachem. But Chacham looking for that Atzmistik Kesher. That Atzmistik Kesher. That's Chacham. That's Abba. And that comes down. It's a more dekazach. Taka the Moichim all come down. B'shas a Maisa. Shas and Maisa. That's when the Moichin come down. Moichin de Kedach. I mean, the Moichin come down. Shas Kiddush or whatever. But Moichin Klali, Matzah is Moichin de Abba, and Yain Koisus is Moichin de Imo. And they come down. They come down. Dafke b'shas Achila. That's the kesher between the Hechz the Moichin, the Bechina of Kan, the Bechina of Ab, coming down to the Bechina of Maisim, coming down to the Bechina of Ben. The Moedik Achiba. The Achiba is Achiba because it's an Atzmistik Akesh. It's an Atzmistik Akesh, and it's like a Kesha of the Tainik to a child. Tainik to a child is the Brunchlam can come down, the Rav, Pa'eri, Va'adre, he can come down to Lodi de Malach, Lodi de Shteich, come all the way down to Mitzrayim. And he has Tainuk. Do a mitzvah for me. I call him Pesach, Hamila. Ah! He sees Klal Yisrael doing mitzvahs. Wait. Soon, Mr. Shannon, and we have the Memtes Shari Ketumah into the Ketumah Matan Torah. Anyway, don't even mitzvah mitzvahs yet. Wait. But she says, no, as an odin to an Eved, it's below my dignity for now the Eved. Clean yourself first before you do my Avoida. But she says, no, B'ni B'chayr Yisrael. I am coming down to very little moichin, I'm coming down to very little thing. In the Chatata. Chatata has more Tainuk from his child. Even in the little moichin, father sees the whole future of the child. He sees the whole potential of the child. Fatata kicked off the mandush. Father looks at it completely different. So that's why Rosh Hashanah says, "Do ma'isim, do two mitzvahs, and I mamish moed katayinik from your ma'isim." Even at this point. So that's all the hachonas to feel what it means ki'ilu, the avdus without moichin. And then Leil Pesach comes a barrage of Moichin come down to Klal Yisrael. Comes down by Maariv, Hallel, and Shul, Moedik, and it comes down Leil. So it goes away after Hallel, and comes back again, Gadlus and Moichin, Katnas and all the Moichins come down Leil Seder. Leil is Kaddish Achad. Moedik, as a Moedik at night, every word of the Heilige Haggadah. And that's the Rekiva, the Shanun. Shanun is the Shahr of the Chukah. The Shahr of the Chukah, as Tzadik says. It's the Shahr of the Chukah. That's Leil Pesach. You have the Maidika Chukah, and the Rebbeinu sends us down the Gvalti Gamoichin. Sheyashirim, all the Gvalti Gamoichin. The more Hachana we have for buying ovens and other stuff is. The more awareness, the more chukka we're getting. The more mischashik, the more Rebbeinu Shlom will come down. But that doesn't go to say, if you do have time, so rather you should. Don't close off your moich.
Rebbe just added another Merdek Yesod on the Hemshech, what we were saying before, of the Keshet Ha'ab to Ben. He said that was a word. That's the part when we say that the Baruch Hashem has a Nachas Ruach. From Klaus was Meisim, where's me in Klaus? Hashem gets a Nachas Ruach. You know, Hashem doesn't need any of our Avodah. So, just like a father when he watches his child play, so, and he doesn't get anything from the child playing, but a Kiwi gets a Nachas Ruach because there's an Atzmi Sikha Kesher. Since there's an Atzmi Sikha Kesher between the father and the child, so even though the father doesn't get anything by watching his child play Lego or playing on the floor, but he gets a Nachas Ruach because it's Atzmi Sikha Kesher. So with the Ibn Hashem, when we do our Maisim, even though Ibn Hashem doesn't need our Karbonis, doesn't need our Maisim, but there's an Atzmi Sikha Kesher, so he gets a Nachas Ruach from it. Even though he doesn't need the Maisim, doesn't need the Karbonis, but since there's an Atzmi Sikha Kesher between us and the Ibn Hashem, between us the Ben and the Av the Ibn Hashem, so therefore he does get a Nachas Ruach, and that's what it means when we say Nachas Ruach. Lafana, we could give a Nachas Ruach before the Ibn Hashem, because it is Shaykh, this Nachas Ruach, even though you don't be'emes get something from it.